His remarks were reckless. I'm Pam Puso, Fox News. That's how former Secretary of State Mike Pompeo describes President Biden's warning last week about Armageddon. He was referring to a threat by Russia to use nuclear weapons in Ukraine.
National Security Council spokesman John Kirby on ABC's This Week says right now there is no intel that says Russia will use the weapons, and there won't be a knee-jerk reaction from the U.S.
To reconsider our own strategic nuclear posture in our efforts to defend our own national security interests or those of our allies and partners.
The Russian president has implied the use of all forces and means in the Ukraine war, which could put tactical nuclear weapons in play.
Fox's Gunal Scott. As the midterms get closer, voters are weighing which party they trust more to steer the economy in the right direction. Inflation hasn't been this high in about 40 years.
We have to make decisions here in the United States. Democrats are in power. We're in the White House, in the House, and the Senate, even if it's slim margins. So sure, I do think that there is rightful skepticism about particularly the last COVID package.
House Democrat Alyssa Slotkin on NBC's Meet the Press. Many Democrats are hoping the abortion issue sways voters. Austria's liberal president looks like a shoo-in for a second six-year term. With more than half the ballots counted, projections give Alexander Van der Bellen over 55% of the vote. Another snag to the supply chain, traffic along the Mississippi River has been greatly disrupted by low water levels, and that's holding up the export of crops like soybeans and corn. The Coast Guard says at least eight barges got stuck in mud within the past week, halting traffic in both directions. Parts of the river are being dredged. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Talks with the Taliban. They happened yesterday in Qatar.
The talks held in Doha for the first time since Al-Qaeda leader Ayman al-Zawahiri was killed by the U.S. this past summer reportedly involved the CIA's deputy director and a top State Department official who met with a Taliban delegation, which included their head of intelligence. The U.S. has accused the Taliban of a clear and blatant violation of the Doha agreement, which was brokered by the Trump administration, which said that the Taliban would not harbor terrorists if the U.S. forces withdrew from Afghanistan, which they did in August of 2021. The White House last month called cooperation with the Taliban on counterterrorism a work in progress. Ted Lindner, Fox News.
Five buses carrying migrants have arrived in New York City today, and more are expected. This as the southern border keeps getting flooded.
It is stunning numbers just a week into this first fiscal year, 2023. There's no signs of it slowing down. And make no mistake, this is a humanitarian crisis. Since I've been on the ground in a week, there have been over 10,700 migrants in just this Del Rio sector alone that have been apprehended.
Fox's Griff Jenkins in Eagle Pass, Texas. Rain is expected in southwest Florida as the region works to recover from Hurricane Ian. Governor Ron DeSantis says nearly 98% of power outages have been restored. The state brought in more than 42,000 linemen. The Caribbean coast of Nicaragua is getting soaked by Hurricane Julia. The storm made landfall this morning as a Category 1.
going to continue to pull off pretty quickly, which is maybe the one good news, because this one's moving pretty quickly. I don't think we're going to see as much rain pile up some spots, so we'll certainly see another maybe 5 to 10 inches of rain, and it certainly will cause a few problems.
Fox meteorologist Rick Reichmuth, as a precaution, several thousand people were evacuated from low-lying areas. I'm Pam Puso, and this is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Janice Dean, Fox News senior meteorologist. Be sure to subscribe to the Janice Dean Podcast at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your podcasts. And don't forget to spread the sunshine.